Now, with warmer temperatures and various levels of quarantining in place, many of us have been getting our hands into the earth, gardening, weeding, other assorted yard maintenance. That earthy smell you get from soil can be satisfying. You feel accomplished, connected to nature. Wisconsin even has its own state soil, Anago silt loam. Here's the late legendary UW-Madison geology professor Francis D. Hole singing about it.
Antigo, with soil to know, Wisconsin's crops and livestock grow, and forests too on Antigo, and forests too on Antigo.
Well, whether it's Antigo, silt loam, or any other dirt, can the dirt itself actually take credit for that characteristic dirty smell? Science writer Jennifer Fraser recently dug into the topic on her blog, The Artful Amoeba, at Scientific American. Jennifer, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, I think of the dirt itself as the minerals and so on. What is actually making the smell of the dirt that we, you know, we think of any time we dig into the soil?
So it's actually bacteria, incredibly enough. You know, growing up and being around dirt a lot, as most kids are, I always just kind of thought dirt smells like dirt. But when I was in college, I was taking a plant pathology class, and they happened to have a petri dish of soil bacteria. And when I took off the lid, it smelled just like dirt, but there was no dirt in there. And it suddenly struck me, dirt doesn't smell like dirt. It smells like bacteria.
And people sometimes, they might think bacteria, oh, yuck, disease. We're glad this bacteria is there, right? It does good stuff for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that it's there for our benefit explicitly. It's there because it likes dirt and it likes hanging out in dirt and it makes its living there. But it happens to be a source of most of the major antibiotics that we use in medicine today. So it actually is very useful bacteria for us.
So who are the bacterial dudes that are actually in that dirt making that smell?
So the bacteria are primarily in a genus called Streptomyces, which you may be familiar with if you've ever heard of the antibiotic streptomycin. It gets its name from these bacteria. Streptomyces are really interesting bacteria. They have an alternative lifestyle that's unusual for bacteria. They look and act like fungi.
How so?
Well, they grow in filaments, and they make spores in chains and whorls and all kinds of crazy configurations, a lot like the fungi that grow on your moldy fruit.
Okay, so far so good, but why do they want to make that smell?
Okay, so that's a great question. They wondered about that, you know? And so we know that these bacteria make spores and they need to disperse them, but that's not always easy to do in soil. There's not a lot of wind, and water can be kind of unpredictable, but there's a lot of creepy crawlies in the soil. And so they thought, maybe somebody in the dirt might be dispersing this bacteria. So they built these little sticky traps in Sweden, of all places, and they baited them with these bacteria. And they also put some control traps in so they could tell what the difference was. And what showed up in the baited traps relative to the controls were springtails.
What's a springtail? I think I know what you're talking about. I read the piece, of course, but what is a springtail?
A springtail is a fascinating little animal that everyone would want as a pet if it was big, but it's the size of a period at the end of a sentence, so no one's ever heard of them. They're super cute, and they live in the dirt, and they're omnivores. They can eat all kinds of things, and they have this really cool forked butt flipper called a furcula that they use to launch themselves into the air in emergencies up to about 6 inches, which is pretty high for a period-sized animal.
I think you may be responsible for the first use of the phrase forked butt flipper on Central Time. We'll have to consult the archives on that.
Yeah.
I'll
wear that as a badge of honor.
So maybe these bacteria evolved this smell just to get the springtails to like come over and then help spread their offspring?
Yeah, so they tested the springtails. They tested their antennae to see if they could smell these chemicals, and indeed they could. It generated an electrical signal. And then they tested to see if they could actually spread the spores, both by kind of wallowing in them and also by eating the mycelium. And it turns out they can both ways. And eating the mycelium is obviously nutritious for the springtail, but more to the point, the spores emerge from the backside of the springtail still intact. So it's beneficial for Streptomyces also.
All right, now this is all cool, but the head-exploding moment of reading your piece here came to a vegetable that I like and nobody else in my family likes. It's beets. And the reason people don't like beets is that they said it smells and tastes like dirt. And that's not yes. a coincidence. Tell us about
it's
that.
It's not. No, the plants that make beets, that plant family is capable of making geosmin, which is the same exact chemical that these streptomyces soil bacteria are making that smells like dirt.
So there is a reason. I just thought, oh, beets, they live in dirt and they absorb the dirt. And that's, I'm eating dirt when I eat the beets. It's actually more complicated and cooler than that.
Yes. Yes, it is. That's right.
But I guess I could be eating the dirt if I don't wash and peel them first.
It's probably good for you.
Now, getting back to these springtails, you mentioned the piece, so we should watch David Attenborough talk about them.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. He has a 2-minute video. It's from one of his longer, documentaries. But his little 2-minute take on springtails is just wonderful.
Okay. I'll have to check that. I've got to say, I pulled up a picture of springtails while we've been talking, and cute? Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't think so? Well, maybe you saw the lab rat springtails. Check out the wild ones.
Wild springtails. Okay, that's what I'll have to check out. Now, did doing this research on bacteria, well, first I should, before to set this question up, do you garden yourself? Are you somebody who's out playing in the dirt a lot?
Yes, I have an extensive garden in my backyard.
Okay, awesome. So you're used to this smell. Did researching, the bacterial causes of this smell, and I guess going back to your college experience, did it change the way you think of dirt and the smell that comes along with it?
I guess as a biology trained person, it made it even more exciting for me. I mean, it's not just dirt perfume, I guess. It's actually serving a purpose, which is kind of, it's like the smell of ripe fruit for a springtail. And that's kind of cool when you think about it.
And bringing it back to that point about how we get a lot of good antibiotics from these streptomyces bacteria, that's because these bacteria, they're basically in a state of constant chemical warfare with other microorganisms. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's a jungle out there in the dirt. There's so many things, and they're all fighting it out with each other for survival.
Wow. And we don't see any of it.
No, because we're huge.
So should we as humans change the way we think about the smell of soil, good, bad, indifferent?
I would say good. I think it's a cool story. And I mean, I always enjoyed the smell of dirt before I knew that story, but now it's even more meaningful.
Okay, if we have just like a home microscope we might have bought for our kids, say, when they're in elementary school, does it have magnification enough that we can see these bacteria, or are we out of luck there? Do we need something, college level and up?
I think you're out of luck on the bacteria unless you find a whole colony. The colonies can get on centimeter size scale. So if you find a whole fuzzy colony, you might be able to see it, although it would be hard to tell from a fungus. But you are not out of luck on the springtails. You might well find a wild springtail.
Well, cool. Jennifer, thank you so much for sharing this with us. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
Been talking to Jennifer Fraser, science writer and author of The Artful Amoeba at Scientific American. Well, we asked you yesterday about things that might give you joy in tough times, either personally or big picture tough times. A lot of people here at WPR and amongst you said gardening was a big one. I want to know, is it the smell? Is that part of the experience for you, that smell of opening up that bag of potting soil or, turning over that first bit of soil in your garden? If you love that smell of dirt, well, now you know where it's coming from, these bacteria, let us know. Send us a poem in honor or just a few words in honor of the smell of dirt. You can tweet us at Central Time WPR or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.